Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated March 3, 2025, and titled, Blinders and Rose-Colored Glasses. My colleagues recently interviewed guest April Dinwoody, adopted person, former CEO of the Donaldson Adoption Institute, podcaster and activist on our podcast, Adoption Matters, Real People, Real Life, Real Talk. They discussed many points, including the metaphor of blinders. Their chat got me thinking about blinders. Our culture's predominant perspective about adoption views it as a totally benign win-win solution. This assessment creates huge blind spots. It yields little space for the realities of adoption. It ignores the profound grief, significant losses, and lifelong challenges experienced by adoptees and birth families, especially birth mothers. So, why do these blinders persist? Beliefs hold until they are challenged, replaced, or when we willingly relinquish the false comfort they provide. Until then, blinders serve a purpose. So, who benefits when we sugarcoat the painful aspects of adoption? The message projected by the predominant cultural viewpoint is that everyone benefits. If we only look at the surface level and view birth parents, adoptees, and adoptive parents in isolation, adoption can look like a winning solution. Adoption is often described as the proverbial win-win. Birth parents who cannot or choose not to parent find persons willing to parent their child or children in their stead. Folks seeking a child to adopt find a child in need of parents. The parentless child acquires parents. On the surface, this looks like an all-around win. But here's a reality check for birth mothers. This glib assessment disregards both the complexities and the realities of adoption. Adoption leaves no one unscathed. Women who choose adoption for their children are changed by this decision, one that they make at a period of great stress and insufficient resources. They must live with the grief, losses, and fallout for the rest of their lives. Their role in their children's lives will never again be the same. Their children will never be the same either. Even in open adoptions, the mother-child relationship will never be equivalent to the one they would have shared if adoption had not occurred. Their connection is forever altered. It is a weight that they and their children will forever shoulder. Reality check for adopted persons. An adopted child's life is permanently realigned by adoption. This has significant lifelong consequences. They must figure out how to survive, grow, and thrive in a new family. That is no small thing. Unfortunately, adoptees often find it necessary to adjust themselves to fit into this new family. This frequently means compromising fundamental aspects of their personality, aptitudes, and inclinations. They must also cope with the psychological and emotional after effects. Reality check for adoptive parents. It is easy to think all is roses and rainbows for adoptive parents. After all, adoption is their dream fulfilled. Yet, they too experience the sting of reality's pricks. They must learn a new approach to parenting, one that recognizes the unique needs of an adopted person, and they must figure out how to parent a child whose DNA, aptitudes, and talents may not quite meld with the patterns and expectations of the adoptive family. They must grieve the loss of any biological connection to their child. Adoptive parents will find themselves experiencing this grief at different stages of life. For example, grief might strike when their children have children of their own, or when a best friend gets pregnant. again and again, adoptive parents must acknowledge and process this very real human yearning for a biological child. Why is this so important? Addressing this recurring grief helps adoptive parents to be fully open to the child they have adopted into their families. And then, and this is critical, adoptive parents must do the hard personal work of handling their own stuff. And they must do it each and every time new stuff and old stuff arises. Adoptive parents must commit themselves to get the training, education, and information that will prepare them to be the parents their children need them to be. Rose-colored glasses. Stipulating that we recognize that adoption inherently creates challenges is not enough. It's not a once-and-done kind of thing, either. Parents must remain vigilant and intentional, looking for ways that their child is expressing or demonstrating a need. Otherwise, it is easy to use a soft-focus lens that smooths out the wrinkles in the relationship without actually handling or resolving the issues. Such filters can also lull us into thinking that things are better than they actually are. Rosy lenses hide the hard stuff from easy view, which makes it easy to overlook or to ignore, leaving the issues unaddressed, unresolved, and often exacerbated. For adoptive parents, this might show up as never mentioning birth parents to their child, or of shutting down such conversation if their child raises it. The unspoken message is that birth parents are a taboo topic. This leaves the child frustrated, unsupported, and hurt. Being a loving parent to an adopted person means acknowledging all of the hard stuff and handling it together with sensitivity and compassion for the sake of the child. Extended families sometimes choose blinders too. There are many ways that extended families can use blinders to avoid having to deal with some of the uncomfortable realities adoption brings. A few that come to mind are acting as if the child has no birth family and making no effort to learn about or include aspects of the child's heritage and culture. Passing on family heirlooms only to biological grandchildren. Giving more expensive gifts to biological grandchildren. Including only biological grandchildren in group family portraits. Or displaying only biological grandchildren's photos in their homes. It is easy to see how such imbalances can be hurtful and harmful to adopted children. It is vital that we adoptive parents address such inequities promptly. Resist the temptation to say nothing or to not want to make an issue of it because we do not want to rock the extended family boat or distress our own parents. Adoptive parents must prioritize our children's well-being over the comfort and biases of our extended families. Of course, cultural blinders persist. The dominant cultural paradigm still views adoption as totally benign, so adoptive parents will often come up against the firmly held beliefs of people who subscribe to this win-win myth of adoption. In the process of advocating for our children, it is important to educate these people and help them see the damage done by hanging on to these cultural blinders. We can do it with conviction, confidence, and civility. The trispective view. Using a trispective view helps us to see how interconnected birth parents, adoptees, and adoptive parents actually are. Anything that impacts one person in the triad inevitably affects the others. An adoption decree severs the legal ties between birth parents and their child. However, it does not and cannot sever the very real, permanent, and significant bond that links adoptees and their biological parents biologically, emotionally, and intellectually. Ideally, adoptive parents and birth parents succeed in creating a relationship with one another that serves the best interest of the child that they all love. This takes hard work, intention, dedication, persistence, and courage. It's not easy, but it is possible. And in the long run, the child benefits when the parents see one another as teammates working together for their child and not as rivals pitted against one another. Questions to ponder. How have I continued to educate myself on the needs of adopted persons? How do I advocate for the rights of adopted persons? How am I handling my own struggles with the 7 core issues of adoption so they don't weigh on my children? We can recall that those 7 core issues are loss, rejection, guilt and shame, identity, mastery and self-control, and grief. How do I support the shared relationships that bind our family with our children's birth family? I invite you to also listen to our podcast, Adoption Matters, Real People, Real Life, Real Talk, in which we take a trispective look at adoption with our co-hosts, Kim Noah, the birth mother, Sharon Butler-Obaze, an adopted person, and Sally Ankerfeld, an adoptive person, parent. Tune in to hear some lively and thoughtful discussions. Of course, we are pleased that our previous podcast is still available on our website and your favorite podcast platform as well. We invite you to read the award-winning books co-written by our coaches. They are ABC Adoption and Me for young children, We're Adopted, So What? For middle schoolers, and Reimagining Adoption, What Adoptees Seek from Families and Faith for adults. Check out our excellent online courses also. They include Is Adopting Right for Me?, Adoption Attuned Parenting, Preparing to Parent an Adopted Child, How and Why the 7 Core Issues of Adoption Matter, What is it like to adopt a child? How adoptees experience grief? Adoption Matters, how to talk about it? A Family Adoption Library, a pathway to vital conversations. And finally, if you are already a certified coach and part of the Adoption Constellation, and you are also interested in coaching adoptive families, adoptees, and/or birth mothers, we invite you to check out our Adoption Attuned Coaching Certification Program.